I want to stay by the sea.
Hello, so I haven't uploaded an episode in a bit of a long time, and I apologize for that. But today's episode is going to be a bit similar to the term ikigai, the Japanese term ikigai, which means a reason for being. So, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's really hard to get up in the morning for online classes when you're in first year college and the world is in ruins, and that's something you have to ignore. We've basically been doing this every single day since the pandemic started, but I think sometimes we run out of reasons to get up in the morning, and that's okay. Sometimes I just get up in the morning because I have to pee, or I have to eat lunch, because sometimes I get up in the afternoon. And I think that's enough reason. We have to give ourselves credit that we even get up in the morning. Sometimes I just want to sleep all day, just lay in bed and not exist. But I can't do that because I'm a student. And being a student just means having to be, having to exist. And I think the reason that we struggle so much to get up in the morning is because we keep trying to find a deeper meaning into why we wake up. Like, why do we have to get out of bed? Why do we have to exist today? And I get you. Like, honestly, sometimes I just don't want to get up. I just want to keep sleeping until college is over, you know? Maybe sleep for the past 3 years. Why not? And I think we don't have to have a deep reason. We don't always have to have a philosophical outlook on life. If you want to get up just because you want to close the curtains better, do it. If you want to get up just because your bladder is killing you, go. You don't have to keep saying to yourself like, oh hey, I have to get up today because today is another day of me being a better person. No, not every day is about progress. Other days you can be stagnant, and that's okay. That's part of your progress. Other days you can regress, and that's okay. Because you're going to get back on the track. And maybe today's not the day. Maybe tomorrow's not the day. Maybe next week isn't the week. And I have to tell you that it's okay. Because you can't keep forcing yourself to just move forward every single day, every single week. Because some days you really have to just step back. Some days you have to just exist, you know. You don't always have to be focusing on the bigger picture. It's okay to just get up because you have to, or because you want to, or because you have to get up for no reason. Like, it's okay to not have a reason. And we should emphasize that more. Sometimes people get up because, like, hey, I have to maintain this body clock, and that's enough reason. And I think the reason that I thought about this is because someone talked to me about not having a reason to get up in the morning, and that's what's been, like, killing them and just killing their motivation, you know, to be a student, to do academics every single day. And I think we all focus on being better people immediately without realizing that it's okay to just find ourselves first. It's okay to be a bad person now, as long as you're trying to improve yourself. You don't have to love yourself now. You can be on your process to loving yourself. It's not a snap action that you just do. Like, one day you think like, fuck, I'm tired of hating myself and I just want to start loving myself, you know? We all do. That's something we all want to do. And we don't have to pressure ourselves that every day is a new day. Every day can be like yesterday. Like, that's what's been happening since the pandemic. Every day seems like yesterday. And that's okay to not grow. It's okay to just rest for a while, because there are always going to be days where you're going to be great and you're going to have so much progress in your life, and not every day has to be like that. It's okay to just regress for a bit, because that's also part of the process. You don't constantly have to be pressuring yourself into just like, fuck, I was so good yesterday and now I'm just back to being that person that I don't want to be. And maybe that's what you have to go through. Maybe you need a reminder of what you're trying not to be. And I don't know. I just don't know how to stress it enough that it's okay to not always be the best version of yourself. We always have these moments where we think that this is such a bad day. And it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to have a neutral day or a shit day. It's okay, because there are things in our life that we can't control. And the more that we think about having to control something that we can't, it just makes us miserable. Because some things don't go our way, and we know that all too well. And yet, somehow, we still can't accept it. And I wonder why. If we know so well that we can't control it, then why do we try so hard to? Why can't we just let things flow? If every day is a new day, then why do we keep thinking about yesterday? Why do we have to keep focusing on something that already happened? It's like, I think the idea of just always trying to constantly change what's already happened is kind of eating us up into moving forward. We can't keep dwelling on something that already happened, because obviously it's not going to change. And yeah, I think progress definitely includes regressing. Progress includes being stagnant. Progress includes days that we just don't progress. And like I said, it's okay. I just don't know how to say it enough, honestly. And I think it's something that we all struggle with, having to just reach our own expectations. And you know how we present ourselves to other people as this person that sometimes we're not. Like, we try to make people see the best part of ourselves, and sometimes when we accidentally or purposely show the worst sides of ourselves, it's like suddenly a bad thing. But that's just part of being human. Sometimes you have bad days. Sometimes you have the best fucking days. And you have to realize that not every day is going to be the same. Even though it feels like it, it's definitely not. Like, you're always going to get tired of what you do. The reason that you have to be passionate about something is because that's going to be the reason why you get up in the morning. And the sooner that you find it, the better person you're going to be. Because the more time you spend just thinking about like how you don't have a reason of being, you don't have a reason to be, that's going to eat you up. So you have to find something to just motivate you, to just let you get up in the morning, whether it's just your bladder or because you miss your morning coffee. That's okay. That's enough reason. But we also have to understand that those reasons aren't going to be enough for every single day. And, you know, passions can be temporary. You can be obsessed with crocheting now, but it's not something you consider a career or a business strategy. And, you know, it could be a one-day thing. Like, I accidentally bought all crochet hooks and yarn and shit and just crocheted one jacket and suddenly I'm sick of it. And that's enough reason, you know? And I think this also relates to what I said in one of my past episodes before, that it's okay not to know yet. There's this constant weight on our shoulders to just know what we're supposed to do. And I think it's okay not to know. There's this pressure because we see other people our age that's already successful, already on their way to being successful, and I feel lost. I'm that person who doesn't know what they want to do. I'm that person who's just constantly changing their mind every single day. And honestly, I think I've learned to accept it, that maybe I'm not like other people who have a 10-year plan, who have a 20-year plan, who's already on their way to their dream career, dream future. Maybe I'm not that person. Maybe I'm really meant to be spontaneous and just go where the wind takes me. And I've learned to accept it, that if the more that I compare myself, the more I'm going to hate myself for not making decisions. And hating myself won't make me make a decision. It's just going to tear my whole self-esteem down more than it already is. And that's one thing about waking up in the morning. Maybe not knowing is a reason. Maybe the reason we get up in the morning is to know, or to just be lost. It's okay to be lost sometimes. The satisfaction of having to find your way feels good. It's good. And I think the constant pursuit to just find happiness is kind of toxic. Like, how will you know what happiness is if you've never been sad? And it's okay to be sad. Sometimes the reason that we have problems is because there's satisfaction into solving problems. Being constantly happy doesn't actually bring you happiness. It feels stagnant. Because there's a reason that happiness is temporary, and there's also a reason that sadness is temporary. Because we can't feel the same emotion forever, because you're going to get sick of it, you know? So I hope that we all find meaning into why we get up in the morning, even if it's not a deep meaning that, you know, we all want to have. And it's okay not to have that deep meaning yet, you know? It's life. We're supposed to have a hard time. It's like, that's what life is about. So I hope tomorrow you get up in the morning without having to beat yourself up that this is a new day. Without having to pressure yourself into thinking, why do I have to exist today? It's hard to get up, and I acknowledge that. Honestly, it really is. But I hope you find the satisfaction in not knowing. I hope you find the peace in just not really being happy, but not also being sad. Because there's tranquility in just being. There's tranquility in just being a person. And we have to acknowledge that. That maybe tomorrow's not the day. And we have to realize that it's okay. And that's all from me to Jupiter.